This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There's a Yankees-Rays game on FanDuel Sports right now. Is this live or am I watching? It's from Tampa. It's spring training. Did this already happen or is this live? Very exciting. Very exciting time of year.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. George Richards is going to join us this hour. So let's do a quick look at headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Heat kick off the second half of the season tonight, 7:30 against the Raptors in Toronto. It's the first of a three-game road trip.
All right. You'll hear the game here tonight.
Since we talk about the Marlins, they have claimed former Astros Diamondbacks reliever Seth Martinez off waivers. Of course, they start spring training baseball tomorrow at 1 against the Cardinals.
They're right back in the game, baby. Oops.
Two utes.
Two what?
We got 9 utes. That's what we've got. We're playing with.
Tomorrow's the 15th annual Miami Dolphins Cancer Challenge. It's a fundraising event that allows you to run or walk, Jimmy, a 5K. You can also bike up to 100 miles. And our own Gabby O'Connor that works here at the radio station, you could sponsor her at As Told by Gabby on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the biggest NFL fundraiser, charity fundraiser, out of any team all season long. It's pretty impressive what they put together.
Man, Hawk, you laugh about just sending money. I did the bike ride 2 years. Now I just send money. Yeah, I'm good.
Did you bail on it after like 5 miles? You were supposed to go 100 miles 1 year?
I did 12 one time and barely made it. And then John offered those crazy ass, tried to convince me to go 40, and I couldn't finish. My legs were shaking. I stopped and bought a beer and called the Dolphins. They sent a van to pick me up.
That's my guy right there. Speaking of amazing, 40-year-old LeBron James scored 40 in the Lakers' win over the Blazers 110-102 last night. This is his 22nd season and the second time he scored 40 after turning 40.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Crowder can't ride a bike for more than 5 miles, and LeBron is out there balling.
They're like the same age. That's crazy.
We are. Good job, Bron. Hit a game-winning shot. How about that?
Nice. On to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Overcast, but for the most part sunny throughout South Florida with a slight chance of rain, and temperatures dipping down to the mid-60s throughout the evening.
All right, Dan's going to get George Richards on the line so we can talk some hockey here. He was going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. He got caught up with the Seattle Kraken head coach, and so he's going to join us now. And this will be our cat talk for the day, for this hour, sponsored by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, online at hollywoodkia.com. So George Richards, He covers the Panthers for a long time now, and you can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. You can follow him on Twitter for hockey news at George Richards, and he is joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was unavoidably detained in the 2 o'clock hour today, but he is with us now. Hello, George.
Well, good afternoon, fellas. What's going on?
Well, did you have any idea? I'll start with the basic question before we get into Matthew Tkachuk. But did you have any idea going into this Four Nations face-off that it was going to capture the nation's attention the way that it did?
I don't think anybody did. I mean, even, you know, talking to Paul Maurice, he was like, don't worry about it. They're not going to go hard until maybe the final. He goes, maybe then at the final it'll ramp up to like an NHL game. But I'll tell you what, from the first game, Sweden versus Canada, once Sweden started coming back, it was on, and it just went all the way through. Every single game was compelling. Even, you know, the one that was a blowout was a close game going into the third. And, yeah, I mean, whoever green-lighted this thing deserves a raise because, I mean, we were talking to Brandon Montour about it, and he was like, or no, it was Josh Mahura today, the Seattle Kraken are staying on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And they said every TV on Fort Lauderdale Beach was tuned to that game last night. And that's just something you don't see. You just don't see hockey games on all over, especially South Florida. And everybody was tuned into that last night.
And like you're saying, what the NHL, whoever decided on putting this was genius, George. But does it have legs like – is this like, oh, something new and cute, and then it's going to kind of die down? Or do you think this could run for a while?
Well, we'll find out because, I mean, listen, part of the reason why it was as intense as it was is because we haven't had this in so long. We haven't had the quote-unquote best-on-best international hockey in a long time. Last time these guys were in the Olympics was Sasha Barkov was a rookie, 2014 in Russia. Was the last time we had NHL players in the Olympics. The last time they had something like this was the World Cup of Hockey in 2016, and that was before the hockey season started, so it was in the middle of football season. I don't know if anybody cared about it. We're going to find out. So they're only going to do it every couple years. They're going to have a World Cup next year there at the Olympics. Then they're going to have another World Cup. Then they're going to do another version of this. But it's definitely better than whatever they've been rolling out for the All-Star games, right? I mean, those are for fans in that city. Those are for sponsors to come out for parties. And nobody watches it because it's just, you know, whatever. And, you know, the jerseys sometimes are cool, but other than that, the All-Star thing's been done and it's been done to death. And maybe this is a way to do something in the middle of the season where it keeps people's attention and it, more importantly, keeps the attention of the players.
Yeah, really, they stumbled into something so great. And I wondered, like, does it have a lasting effect on the league? Like you say, I mean, you say that they were on Fort Lauderdale Beach, every TV was on. I was telling Crowder, last night during the game, like, every text thread that I'm on is blowing up at every goal, whether it's USA or Canada. And you only see that, you know, where everyone's texting you and everyone's watching the same thing. If it's the Stanley Cup Finals for the Panthers, or if it's a Dolphins game. And this was just, you know, in the middle of the season, honestly, a meaningless game, even though we wrap ourselves in the flag, meaningless game. My text thread is blowing up. So does it have staying power for the league, for the sport?
They definitely hope so. I think, you know, they're rolling right into it. The Panthers, the whole league is playing tomorrow night. Some teams have back-to-backs, and they've got guys that have just, you know, been killing themselves on the ice, and they're going to play tomorrow. But is that going to translate into eyeballs? They've always hoped so. I mean, you look at some of those Olympic games where you've had these massive gold medal games, and they hoped it would translate. I think at least in South Florida, people are going to be tuning in because they want to see Matthew Tkachuk and they want to see Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart, guys that they were watching the past couple weeks. And I think at least in a place like South Florida, where you've already kind of turned that table where people are now watching the Panthers more and more, I think it's only going to help.
And George, you know, I don't want to yell scoreboard, and I know it's more nuanced to it, but did this prove that Canada has more talented players than the U.S.?
No. I mean, listen, it is Canada's sport. And, you know, everybody talks about, well, the Canadian teams haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1993. Just look at last year's Panther team. A bunch of Canadians were on that team, and they were coached by a Canadian guy named Paul Maurice. Canada, this is still Canada's game. But to say that they are the end-all, be-all, no, because the United States, you look at the way the young players are coming up. I believe the U.S. has won the past two World Junior tournaments, and U.S. hockey has taken a gigantic step forward, and Canada might still be the best, but the margin is extremely small. And listen, this was still, at the end of the day, a middle-of-the-season NHL exhibition. The real deal's next year at the Olympics, and then we'll see what happens.
George Richards, you can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. Let's get to the ramifications on the Panthers team itself, which is Matthew Tkachuk. So what do we know, and is there any, you know, buyer's remorse in participating in something like this when you do lose a star?
Well, I think that's always a risk when you go to one. I mean, even if you're playing an all-star game, you could twist your ankle or something, right? Even though they're not hitting and they're playing pond hockey, you could get a puck to the face. Who knows? It looks like Matthew Tkachuk's got a groin injury. He didn't play at the end of Saturday's game against Canada. He didn't play Monday, and he was in the starting lineup last night, but didn't finish the game.
I think we have a bad connection here. Is this my computer, or do we have a bad connection with George? I think we need to reconnect with George here because it's hard to – he's breaking up. I don't know if he's in the valley or not. Let's reconnect with the – yeah, let's reconnect with you. I think we have a – I think you're in a bad cell spot. What's that?
He's in the valley, he's in the valley of South Florida?
Yeah, I just like saying that because anyone, if you ever talk to someone in L.A., they go, hey, I may lose you for a second. I'm driving through the valley. I always like to translate that back to here.
Please tell me.
But I wanted to hear what he had to say. There could be, you know, again, it's playing the result. You obviously, I mean, if you watch Matthew Tkachuk last night sitting on the bench, like he wanted to go back in. Like that guy, the two broken legs wouldn't keep him out. Like he wanted to go back in. They did him a solid by not putting him back in. But I do wonder if there is that buyer's remorse. And I wonder, you know, from the top on down, like, do you have Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and Paul Maurice, you know, going, should we really be participating in something like this with our star players? And that we reconnected with George. I was trying to get your answer. You're starting to break up a little bit.
Well, again, of course you have buyer. It's bigger than the game, though, right? It's bigger than they've got so much goodwill out of this. No, I mean, anything can happen. Like I said, you could twist your ankle of an all-star game. They could twist their ankle riding on their golf carts down the beach, right? You stop up, Matthew Tkachuk's out 2 weeks. Hey, who knows? I just think that those guys wanted to play for their country so bad that, Matthew Tkachuk, maybe he should have been held out last night. I don't know. I'm not one of the doctors there, but there was no way he was sitting out. And
he wanted to go back in the third period, like you saw him on the bench. He wanted to go back in.
And let's not forget, Bill Zito, the GM of the Florida Panthers, was there. He was on site. He's the assistant GM of Team USA, so he's right there. So they were not gonna let anybody get hurt on purpose, and they held guys out because, again, this is an exhibition and it's middle of the season. At the end of the day, it was really good for hockey. But the Panthers have 25 games left and are trying to defend their Stanley Cup championship. So there are bigger things at stake. But again, with all the emotion and everything that was going on, Matthew and Brady Tkachuk wanted to represent the United States and beat Canada, and they would have done anything in their power to do so. So it is what it is.
And George, something we talked about a couple of days ago, Hawk and myself, is it a pipe dream to think we might be able to see Matthew and Brady play together one day for the Panthers?
Never say never, because of the way that the salary cap is going up and the way that NHL players now are showing that they have power to move mountains. And Matthew Tkachuk is a great example. He had a year left on his contract, or he was a restricted free agent. He told Calgary, guys, not re-signing with you. Here's where I'll go. And he gave them three teams, Carolina, St. Louis, and the Florida Panthers. And the Florida Panthers were able to make that deal. Bills to move heaven and earth to get him here. Players now are not just going to sit in a place they don't want to be. Now, Brady Tkachuk is the captain of the Ottawa Senators. By all accounts, loves the place. And he has 3 years left on his deal at like $8.5 million. But somewhere down the road, maybe. I just don't see – Ottawa's not going to – says, guys, at the end of that 3 years, I'm out. You may as well get something for me while you can. And then who knows? So you never say never, but it won't be for any time soon, because right now, again, he's got 3 years left on contract. He has no such bargaining power. But in a year and a half, maybe he does.
But I would say this tournament, just as a spectacle, the Tkachuk brothers, are they on the map nationally now with people who maybe had never heard of them?
Yeah, probably. I mean, every hockey fan, every hockey fan knows them, and folks in South Florida definitely know who the Tkachuks are. But yes, I think you're right. They put their stamp all over that thing. Let's not forget, the game was on ABC Saturday night, and the puck drops, and there's Matthew Tkachuk fighting right off the hop. Then you got Brady Tkachuk fighting right off the hop. So, yeah, those two put their stamp all over this thing, for better or for worse. They are household names now. People may not be able to, may not know how to spell it, but they definitely know the name Tkachuk. Or pronounce it.
And, George, I don't know. It's a silent T. I don't even know if anything's silent or there's a missing A. I don't know,
there's a bunch of stuff going on.
But, George, you know hockey. I don't know it. I go to Panthers game. I watch Panthers play. While I watch it on TV. Why did that game look different to me? Just on ice play. The fights were great. Everything was great. And I know it was the best players in the world. Was it the speed of it? Was it the precision passing? It just looked different.
I think it's because you had the pride for your country combined with the best players. Like, they had like one practice before they played. Like, some of these guys had never, ever played together before. And it looked like they had been teammates for 10 years. I mean, sometimes that talent just overrides anything else. But yeah, the speed was unreal. I mean, they were going full bore. And that was the thing where Paul Maurice and others had said, well, if the intensity's not there, we don't know what we're going to get. But the intensity was there, and the speed was there, the hitting was there. Team USA was using the kind of forecheck that the Florida Panthers do. John Tortorella was one of the assistant coaches. That's kind of the way he coaches. And they were just hitting everything that moved. And listen, it was not an all-star game. It was not an exhibition. I mean, they were going, full out in all their games. And I think, like you said, a lot of it has to do with just the amount of skill. Those are the best players in the NHL, save for the Russians and some of the Czechs and everything. But for the most part, those were four all-star teams on the ice.
Finally, George Richards, the second half of the season gets underway tomorrow for the Cats in Sunrise, 6 p.m., puck drop. What are we expecting out of the Panthers second half of the season here?
Well, I mean, listen, they're in a very good spot. They've got a three-point lead on Toronto atop the Atlantic Division. They're set for the playoffs, even though there's 25 games left. I guess, if they went 1-24, they could fall out of the playoff spot. But they're in a very good position, and they're in a position now where they're going to probably add at the trade deadline in a couple weeks. So you're going to be adding some talent to this bunch. Listen, they're battle-tested, right? They've been to the Stanley Cup final the past two seasons. They went to the second round 3 years ago. This team knows what it needs to do, and they're going to try not to be rusty going into the playoffs. But listen, all they want to do is just get through this, win their games. People are going to overreact to wins, and they're going to overreact to losses. But at the end of the day, they just want to be in the playoffs. Tell us who we're playing. What time do we have to be there? When's game one? And right now, you just want to be healthy going into that first game.
George Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com. I'm on Twitter @George Richards. Thank you, George.
All right, fellas. We'll see you.
There you go, George Richards. We are back at it, baby. I mean, hockey. We are back. This is the sprint to the playoffs now, and I imagine we'll be talking about hockey. Was it February 21st? When did it end last year? Like in the middle of June? Was it
about
June?
To say a summer.
Like because the parade was in the dead heat of summer. Yeah, I think we're going to be talking about hockey.
100 degrees walking into it.
A number of months leaning forward.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Glenn Campbell, little rhinestone cowboy action means Lee Sterling is about to join us. I had texted him this morning because I didn't know if he had any games for this weekend. You know, you get the end of Four Nations, but before that, obviously, the end of the Super Bowl. A lot of gamblers take a little bit of a breather there, but Lee Sterling said he had a couple of winners for this weekend, so I figured we would bring him on. Lee Sterling's website is ParamountSports.com. He is a professional sports handicapper. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. We haven't spoken to him since the Super Bowl. He gave us a winner. He had told us, tease the Eagles. What was it, Lee? It was tease the Eagles and the over, right?
Correct. The total down from 48.5 down to 42.5 and play over.
So you had a nice little winner. You did well in the NFL playoffs?
Oh, yeah. We only had one loss, and that was a two-team six-point teaser that involved the Lions. So we had a 16-6 run in the bowls and a 10-1 run in the NFL playoffs. So just looking to just keep rolling all the way into next football season. I think it's the first football season I just didn't want it to end.
I don't think I've ever had a gambling season that I didn't.
It's 10-1. I bet you didn't.
Did you have a lot of action last night from gamblers on the Four Nations final? I was reading some stories today, like BetMGM and DraftKings, was their biggest handle for a hockey game ever.
We did, and we actually gave out Canada. I mean, it came out at like plus 130 or plus 140 and closed at only like plus 105, plus 110. So I thought the money, you know, was going to come in on the United States, and even when it came down, it was going to go back up, but not the case. There were definitely some sharp bettors that were on Canada, and let's be honest, that could have gone either way, and that was one of the reasons we played Canada, was they were an underdog. If they were a favorite, probably would have laid off.
Yeah, I think I had my money on USA, but it wasn't based on anything but who I was rooting for last night. I was just trying to...
USA already beat them, so it was based on something you saw. They beat Canada in, second game?
Hard to repeat, though, in hockey, no?
Wait, You know what it reminds me a lot of in the NFL, and Channing can attest to this, inner division. When that team wins on the road in the first game, a lot of times you want to look at the road team in the second game as an underdog. You know, so how many times have we seen like Cleveland lose at home to Cincinnati, and then they go on the road to Cincinnati getting 6 points, and they either win the game outright or cover. It happens you know, early and often in the NFL and a lot of sports. I mean, it's just human nature.
Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. The Heat, they start the second half of their season tonight. Last I saw, they were 2.5-point favorites in Toronto. You have a play on this game?
Yeah, I like Miami. You know, let's look at Miami for the first time, and if everyone plays, I'm probably going to hold off until, you know, probably about 45 minutes when we're sure that everyone's going to play. A couple Miami players are listed as questionable, but if they come in with their full complement of players, they're going to be going up against a Toronto team that not much better than Miami in scoring, and you know, two of their top key players, Brandon Ingram, who they got in the trade, is not able to play yet. Their center, Poeltl, he is not going to play in this game. So, you know, it's pretty much going to come down to Scottie Barnes and R.J. Barrett. And what does Miami do best? In the first meeting when they played in Miami, R.J. Barrett had 25 points. I think that the Heat coaching staff will certainly limit him. So a couple things to look at here. I'm going to go under 20.5 points for R.J. Barrett for the game because I think Miami's coaching staff will certainly, that'll be one of their emphasis. And then I also like the Heat here. I think that these late leads that they relinquished just because they just didn't have enough players and enough bodies to finish out these games, they're going to finally have them. And I think there's going to be a start of maybe a nice run here with so many games after these next three games on the road. I think they've got something like 15 out of 20 at home. So yeah. I'm going to take Miami minus 2.5. I think they're going to win this game here by 7 to 10 points.
All right. I hope you're right about that. You told me this morning that you've got a college basketball game for us. Yeah. What do you got?
All right. So we're going to look at the Villanova Wildcats. They've done a really good job getting up for games, especially against top 50 teams. They've held an advantage after 10 minutes in all of them. The strong start really has been, no matter whether they're on their home court or in Wells Fargo Center, they have done well against coaches like Rick Pitino, Dan Hurley, Sean Miller, and Kyle Neptune, their head coach, does a really good job as far as game plan. Their problem is they really only have like three or four players, and one of them is Wooga Poplar. Wooga, really good in the first half of games. He's averaging, after the first half, three more points than he is in the second half. So they just run out of gas because these guys have to play 34, 35, 36 minutes per game. So I'm going to take an unusual bet, Villanova to score the first 20 points minus 105 in their game tonight against a 16th-rated Marquette team.
So what is that bet, Villanova first to 20?
Villanova to score the first 20 points.
Okay. I've never heard of that
half, before. If you don't see that, blame first half. Villanova first half, minus 105 also.
Speaking of Wooga Poplar, we had Joe Zagacki on earlier this week from Tallahassee. I mean, he's a very, very sad man following this Canes basketball team around the country. Baseball, UM baseball, have you gone to Mark Light yet this season?
Well, I was away last week. I will be going tonight. Got to, you know, rally the troops. We did lose to FAU. We got Florida next week, and I'm worried. I mean, reports I'm hearing, and I watched a little bit of the Florida game, one of their games last week, and this team is loaded. Blake Sear, Hollywood, who played for Miami the last 2 years and batted second or fourth in the lineup the last 2 years, he's batting eighth for the Florida Gators, and heard all three of their top three starters are hitting 96 or higher. So we might not only get swept next weekend, we might get 10 run ruled in a couple games.
Oh, don't give Crowder anything to look forward to.
I got
to
be honest. Yeah, this Florida team, I got to call, like I see it, is really special. It's an important start, too, for J.D. Arteaga. You know, they didn't even have a winning record last year. They don't have a winning record this year.
It's going to get dicey for him. It's going to get dicey.
I may not even come out for free shake night.
So tonight and the whole weekend at Mark Light Shakes, you know, everybody loves the Mark Light Shake. They do a special flavor for the opposing team. It's Princeton, right?
Right.
It's Princeton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Princeton's in town. And so Mark Light Shakes say when Canes baseball plays a New Jersey team, it can mean only one thing. The cannoli shake is back. Vanilla ice cream, vanilla syrup, ricotta cheese, mascarpone cheese, chocolate chips, a cannoli shell, and it's served right inside. So it's a cannoli inside the shake. Does that do anything for you? You're sticking with the Josie.
Absolutely. I got to give that a try. I'm not going to. Some of these shakes they came up with, you know, with hot sauce and things like that. And I mean, celery and different things, cocktail. You know, I'm not going for, but I'm a cannoli fan. So I just got to make sure they're going to have the big, thick straws. You got to have the big, wide straws. Or else
you can use the cannoli as a straw.
The chocolate chips can get stuck. You know, you're trying to get those out, and you know you could end up inhaling four, five, or ten chocolate chips.
Give us one more. You told me you have a UFC pick. A back the Brinks truck up for the UFC this weekend.
Yep, it's going to be Rob Font plus 130 over Gene Matsumoto. So this is a 135-pound bantamweight division fight, third bout of the main card. The main card starts, I think, at 9 o'clock, so looking about a 10:15, 10:30 start. So the 25-year-old Matsumoto of the Fighting Nerds, which this gym has been on fire the last 6 months, he's 16-0 overall, 2-0 in the UFC. 37-year-old Font from the New England Cartel Gym, 21-8 overall, 11-7 in the UFC. Font comes in as a slight underdog, plus 130. The reason I believe he's the underdog here is because of the gym and also just records. A closer look, though, reveals that Matsumoto's two wins in the UFC has been against less than overwhelming opponents here. Font has fought the top 10 fighters or prospects in every fight since 2018, including eight former fighters, four former champions, and four title contenders. Font, I just think, has continually shown that he's got it all. I mean, he's a guy's got outstanding boxing, excellent takedown defense. The only time he's been finished, he was by a guillotine all the way back in 2017, coming off a win last October against a really tough fighter, top 10 fighter, a 350 underdog here, where he dominated the last two rounds. I just don't think Matsumoto is much of a fighter. I just think it's based on the gym that he's in and the hype, total hype. The last fighter that he fought, Brad Katona, I don't think this guy will ever even be in the top 25. So I just think that you've got the experience here and fun, and I think it's going to be a learning experience for him, Matsumoto, and just think that I think the cagey veteran Font, he's going to take it to Matsumoto, and just like with Solana, he'll come back strong after he learns what he doesn't know.
Solana never learns what he doesn't know. No. That's the beauty of Alejandro Solana. He's always blissfully unaware of what he doesn't know.
But you love the unbridled enthusiasm, though, of Solana.
Yes, it's an unbridled enthusiasm. How much does your business slow down in between, say, the Super Bowl and March Madness?
Probably 40-50%. I'm working 85-90 hours a week during football season. Slows down to probably 45-50 hours. So that's the only, you know, good part is I can't do 85-90 hours in here a week all year long. So I enjoy the different seasons, but it's still tough giving up football when you end the season on that kind of run.
Hey, now, Lee, you said like 90 hours a week. You're like watching film.
Yeah.
You're watching replays. Like, what goes into those hours?
So, it starts on Sunday night, Monday, as games are ending. I'm estimating the lines for the next week. That takes a couple hours. And then if you see something off and there's no major injury, you're betting games Sunday night. When those lines
you jump
come
on
out.
It. You make your lines. If something's way off than what you thought, you jump on it immediately.
Well, if there's not an injury, and then 80 to 90% of the time when I'm off, there's an injury I just didn't see. You know, let's say, you know, Arkansas is playing Bowling Green in week two, and you see a line that's off by a touchdown. Well, good chance that, you know, one way or another, the quarterback's probably out or a bunch of key players. Then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you're studying film. You're looking at stats and trends and algorithms and studying these things on teams. And then Thursday and Friday, I'm doing shows, and in between, studying the line movements. And then Saturday, you know, once the games kick off, you're watching games nonstop. You know, there's 55, 60 games per week in college football and 15, 16 games in the NFL. So that's a lot of football.
Oh, I should ask you, because we talked about this at 2 o'clock today. I was saying the UFL is starting up again, and there were people that were I'm like, is anyone interested in this? And some people texted in. They're like we bet it last year because of you. Are you going to be doing UFL games again?
No, for the first time ever, I'm not going to. So
yeah,
the first 3 years, I had a lot of success. I actually went 12-14 last year, and there just wasn't the interest. I was having a tough time watching the games, and you know, I think
it's not fun, right? It's not fun.
It's unbeatable. It's unbeatable, and it's unwatchable.
Yeah, I just
because
you'd think like all of us love football so much. I mean, we love football, so you'd think that we'll throw some football on in March, but it's just like you say, it's just there's no interest in it.
No,
100% would rather. Well, I'd rather high school. I swear, Lee, I would rather go to a high school game down the street from my house than watch UFL.
And bet it, right?
Although it's like buying a lottery ticket. It's like buying a scratch.
If you've ever been to Travis Powell Stadium, there's more money bet there than on the average small college game.
Travis Powell Stadium is the second biggest gambling handle in Florida behind Hard Rock.
It's huge. You go under the stadium on the main side. I mean, you can pick your game there. You got blackjack. You got dice games. Got everything too.
That's funny.
When I was at U School, Lee, I've had some people come up and say, "So, coach, so your defense ready? Y'all gonna keep them under 3 touchdowns?"
You ain't heard it from me. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes the Heat laying the points tonight. He likes R.J. Barrett under tonight. He likes Villanova first to 20 or Villanova first half if that's what's available to you. And he likes Rob Font tomorrow, UFC. That one should go off around 9:45 our time, according to the Hard Rock app. Rob Font tomorrow.
And what's going on with your son? Is he coming down? Has he already made reservations for the UFC event in Miami, telling you he's bringing his whole crew down?
They're actually up in Tallahassee this weekend. I don't know why, but I didn't know UFC was coming to Miami. My nephews from Chicago texted me, and they're like, "Hey, can you get us UFC tickets for April?" I didn't realize there was a card coming here.
Oh, you better be prepared. I mean, this card is loaded. It's 13, 14.
It's a good one?
Oh, it's really. It doesn't have the star power as far as there's no Conor McGregor, but there is one championship fight, and even in the undercard, I mean, there's ranked fighters and evenly ranked fights. We're not going to see these minus 200 to minus 500 fights. Most fights will be pretty evenly priced. And I would suspect that he's coming down with his crew. So you might be housing a lot of people.
Is it at Kaseya?
Oh, yeah. It's at the Kaseya. Yeah.
All right. He's going to stay with you. That way he'll be down in Dade County. It'll be perfect.
I'll set up some cots on the basketball court.
Lee Sterling.
Lee.
Yeah.
Lee, you're I know you have a daughter, but can you please explain to Hawk why his son is in Tallahassee this weekend?
He's New chasing Orleans girls. Place to go. You know, fraternity weekends.
Stop it. Probably seeing a basketball
game. He doesn't understand his son is chasing girls. He wants to go see a
Leonard Hamilton fan. He wants to go see an FSU basketball game.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
He wants to go and get a different pool of girls.
Right. It's like he hasn't seen yet. It's still almost 2-1 at FSU, right?
He's up there for Whataburger. I told him to go get Whataburger while you're up there because you can't get that anywhere else.
No.
Spicy ketchup. That's what I'm talking about.
No. If you see some charges at some nightclubs, he's going out and meeting girls.
We'll see you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the website. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. 4 o'clock hours coming up. We'll get some headlines. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.